Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Melissa Mangini. She's the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Four major Albany redevelopments tied up in court. What's happening?
That's right. You know, as we know, large urban redevelopment projects sometimes move pretty slowly for a variety of reasons, sometimes funding shortfalls, neighborhood resistance, or government review. But these four are currently tied up in court and on hold. One is the former Kenwood Convent on Southern Boulevard. A developer from Manhattan released plans in 2018 for an ambitious $500 million retreat. Now the lender that provided $5 million for the project is trying to foreclose on the mortgage because the property owner defaulted on the loan. Another project currently on hold is at the Nipper Building at 991 Broadway in downtown Albany. The plan was for apartments and commercial space. The lender on this project is also trying to foreclose on the mortgage. And other lawsuits are pending between the property owner and investors and contractors. A third project is Liberty Park, right next to the Greyhound bus station in downtown Albany. There has been no specific proposed use of the land, but a conceptual study identified more than $100 million worth of potential residential, commercial, and entertainment uses. The IDA wants to condemn 11 small parking lots in order to get control of the site, so that Capitalized Albany can pursue the redevelopment. The site has languished for more than 20 years, but the property owners are fighting the eminent domain proceeding. And finally, the largest potential redevelopment in Albany is the Central Warehouse Building on Montgomery Street. Albany County is owed more than $500,000 in property taxes and penalties. It recently accepted sealed bids from private developers as a part of an effort to get control of the property. However, the same day, the property owner filed for bankruptcy, which put an automatic hold on any attempt to collect the debt.
A Troy startup accelerator is planning expansion. Tell us more.
Yeah, Ignite U is a program that helps startup businesses scale their operations. It hosts events including panels, business competitions, and other programs. The expansion and development is being led by Robert Manassir, who's been entrepreneur in residence for the program since 2017. Ignite U is fully funded by the New York State Technology Enterprise Corp. By the fall, the group plans to have an Ignite U accelerator in the Mohawk Valley, another one in the Capital Region or Hudson Valley before the end of the year, and a location in New York City by early next year. Manassir says experienced business owners working as mentors through the program can help startups get a better understanding of how to use resources wisely. Exactly how each new accelerator will look is still being developed.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Thursdays. For more, head to albanybusinessreview.com. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.